SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, a Stradivarius concert from Switzerland. Music played on 8 Stradivarius instruments.
Prelude from Grieg's Suite for String Orchestra aus Holbergs Zeit, Opus 40.
The string orchestra you heard consisted of 8 musicians of the Basel Radio Symphony Orchestra, playing very special instruments indeed. Violins, violas, and cellos, all made in Cremona, Italy, around the year 1700, by Antonio Stradivarius, known as the greatest violin maker of all times. These 8 priceless instruments are from the collection of Rolf Habisreutinger, a wealthy businessman and music lover from St. Gall in eastern Switzerland. This Stradivarius collection is one of the most complete in the world, since it consists not only of violins, but also of cellos and violas. It all began after World War II. Rolf Habisreutinger wanted to take up his cello playing again, but soon decided it was high time to have a better instrument. He bought quite a decent cello, but his mind was really set on owning one day a Stradivarius cello, since Antonio Stradivarius, the most famous member of a great family of violin makers, built not only violins, but also violas, cellos, and other stringed instruments. Rolf Habisreutinger's dream finally came true in the late 50s. He acquired a cello made by Stradivarius in 1698.
But before we continue with the story of how Mr. Habisreutinger got hold of his other valuable instruments, let's listen to just 2 of them, played by Harry Goldenberg and Jean-Paul Guéneux in Johann Halvorsen's Passacaglia for Violin and Viola.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Passacaglia for violin and viola by the Norwegian composer Johan Halvorsen, played on Stradivarius instruments by Harry Goldenberg and Jean-Paul Guénu.
Proud owner of a genuine Stradivarius cello, Ralph Habersreitinger immediately formed an amateur string quartet in St. Gall. But soon his colleagues complained that the tone of his new cello was just too magnificent. So Mr. Habersreitinger set out looking for more strads to complete a string quartet. Today, Ralph Habersreitinger can form a small orchestra with his 5 violins, 3 cellos, and 2 violas, all made by the great Italian master. 3 of these instruments he has permanently lent to Harry Goldenberg, Hermann Friedrich, and Jean-Paul Guénu, who perform as the Trio Stradivarius.
We will now hear the Trio Stradivarius play 2 movements, Moderato and Andante Cantabile, from Serenade for String Trio, Opus 6, by the Swiss composer Walter Schultes.
Thank you.
Two movements from Serenade for String Trio Opus 6 by Walter Schultes, played by the trio Stradivarius, Harry Goldenberg, Hermann Friedrich, and Jean-Paul Guénou.
In the course of two centuries, Stradivarius instruments bought by collectors to form trios and quartets were often sold haphazardly and scattered all over the world after their owner's death. In order to prevent his collection from being dissolved one day, Ralph Habesreutinger in 1968 endowed a foundation with six of his Stradivarius instruments, two violins, two violas, and two violoncellos. He has elaborated strict rules as to the use of this collection. The instruments are not to be exhibited, but are actually to be played. They may be lent to professional or qualified amateur musicians for special occasions like concerts or competitions. Thus, the priceless instruments are not locked up somewhere in a safe place, but, after some 250 years, still true to their original purpose, they can be played and enjoyed by music lovers.
On a day in early December, a group of string players of the Basel Radio Symphony Orchestra joined amateur cellist Rolf Habesreutinger at the little village church of Flaville near St. Gall in eastern Switzerland to play the music we've heard on this program. We'd like to conclude with the work which also ended the recording session, the minuet from the Viola Quintet Köchel 516 by Mozart.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Stradivarius concert from Switzerland. Another program in the series Musica Helvetica, presented by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.